Haines police and borough leadership will not investigate allegations from a citizen complaint. And a new Haines Economic Development Group asks for borough buy-in. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Both the Haines Police Department and borough leadership have decided not to pursue investigation of a citizen complaint that accuses assembly members of violating a resident's constitutional rights. The complaint stems from a vote the assembly took on January 10th. Former assembly member Diana Lapham was up for appointment to the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee, but some members raised concerns about Lapham's suitability, and they voted 4-2 to deny her appointment. Margaret Friednauer, Ron Jackson, Heather Lendy, and Tresham Gregg voted against the appointment. Tom Morfitt and Mike Case voted for it. Resident Don Turner Jr. saw that as a violation of Lapham's constitutional rights. He and 14 others signed a complaint alleging malfeasance or wrongdoing by public officials. Turner ultimately submitted the complaint directly to the Haines Police Department and Mayor Jan Hill. Police Chief Heath Scott forwarded the complaint to the Juneau District Attorney for advice. Hill said she would wait to make a decision until the DA weighed in. Early this month, DA James Scott sent a letter to the police chief saying the matter does not warrant criminal prosecution. DA Scott says that would be a potential violation of separation of powers. He says that since there is no conclusive evidence that votes were cast in an improper manner, there is no chance the argument would succeed in a criminal trial. DA Scott says the complainants could pursue private action in civil court, where the burden of proof is lower. Haines Police Chief Heath Scott is out of town this week. Acting Chief Josh Dryden says, in light of the DA's response, the police will not pursue a criminal investigation. Mayor Hill did not make a decision about what course she would follow until 10 days after the DA's response. That frustrated Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer. She questioned the mayor at a meeting Tuesday before Hill had issued a public response.
But to have this complaint hang out there so long, there's two things. I don't think it's fair to the complainants. It's definitely not fair to the people that were named in that, okay? And I'm sick of waiting to hear what you're gonna do about it. We've waited 15 days since you got it, and we waited before then. And I'm not taking against you personally, I'm very upset by it, which means that they won. The 15 people who signed the complaint won.
Hill told Friednauer she and interim manager Brad Ryan were meeting the next day to decide on a response. In a letter dated February 14th, Hill and Ryan write to Turner that they decided it was not in the best interest of the borough to investigate the allegations in the complaint. They referred to the DA's letter, which noted that an investigation of this nature would be very unusual. The letter says, quote, "We really have to focus on what is best for all of our citizens." It ends by saying that, as mentioned by the DA, Turner is free to pursue private action. At Tuesday's assembly meeting, Diana Lapham, the resident who the complaint aims to defend, spoke up. She said the things assembly members said about her at the meeting where they denied her appointment have made her hesitant to speak on issues publicly.
Because my trust and my integrity have been dragged through the dirt, and I feel that any time I speak, I am going to prejudice any topic that I may be in favor of just because of that reason.
Lapham said she did not want to comment for this story. Turner, who filed the complaint, says he does not plan to pursue private action in civil court. He declined to comment further. A new Haines organization aimed at strengthening the local business community is getting closer to becoming a reality. But one key factor is up in the air: borough buy-in. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The Haines Economic Development Corporation came together last year. It has a board made up of local business owners and community leaders.
It's a new nonprofit private corporation organized with the goals of realizing economic development through research, community engagement, and strategic planning.
Kyle Gray is the group's president. At the latest assembly meeting, he asked the municipality for $95,000 to fund the organization for 1 year. He says that money would help hire an executive director and fund basic office infrastructure. Gray points to similar organizations in the region as examples. Both the Skagway Economic Development Corporation and Juneau Economic Development Council receive different levels of funding from their local governments. He says the goal in Haines is to receive funding from the borough from year to year, but to eventually become more self-sustainable.
One of the functions that we intend to have the executive director do is focus on grant writing. As you know, a specific funding source for specific projects or long-term funding for the Development Corp.
Sean Gaffney is one of the Development Corporation's board members. Here he is speaking to the Assembly.
One of our greatest concerns is showing not only the Assembly, but all of our community, that if we invest in this, that you're going to get a good return.
So what would the Development Corporation do exactly? They've laid out a number of goals. Here's Gray.
Business recruitment, business retention and expansion, research and publication of economic data, workforce inventory and training. I mean, those are all things that we can pretty well bet that the HEDC is going to be doing.
He says that could be carried out through workshops, trainings, or a general business resource center. Research and economic data is also a big component. Gray says they've also identified parts of the Haines comprehensive plan that a development corporation could work on. If some of these goals sound similar to those of the Chamber of Commerce, that's not surprising. Gray is the Chamber's vice president and was the president until a few weeks ago. He says the Chamber and the Development Corporation would work side by side.
When you have two organizations that are in town, primarily for economic development and business promotion, I can see a lot of overlap and types of initiatives that might exist.
One of the big differences between the two groups is what kind of nonprofits they are. The Chamber has more of a political role, and the Development Corporation has more opportunity to obtain grants. Gray says the group would also have a close working relationship with the borough.
Of course, if we're asking them for funding, I'm assuming we're going to have an elaborate reporting that we would do to them periodically to let them know exactly what we're working on.
The Development Corporation has made room for a designated borough seat on the board, which is currently unfilled. Gray says they envision the Assembly having the ultimate authority on the makeup of the board. Whether borough funding will come through is still uncertain. The municipality previously tried to take a direct role in economic development with a community and economic development director, but that position no longer exists. The Development Corporation has made its pitch, and the ball is now in the Assembly's court to decide whether the borough should become as involved as the corporation hopes. The Assembly referred the issue to the Commerce Committee. It's uncertain what would happen if borough funding fell through. Gray says the corporation would look to other funding sources, but he didn't provide specifics on what that might look like. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
The Haines Borough Assembly Personnel Committee will meet this weekend to talk about what process to follow in hiring the next borough manager. The Assembly decided to post a job advertisement statewide. That posting will close March 3rd. There are two local residents who have said they are interested in the position, interim manager Brad Ryan and Deborah Schnabel. Around this time last year, the Assembly was going through the manager hiring process. They contracted with recruitment firm Brimeyer Firstman. Through that process, the Assembly hired Bill Seward, but Seward's time as manager didn't last long. The Assembly voted 4-2 to fire Seward after just 6 months. The Assembly also used Brimeyer Firstman to hire its current police chief, Heath Scott. Scott's wife, Candace Mustard Scott, spoke at Tuesday's Assembly meeting.
I want to know what you're going to do different, how that process is going to be different from this Assembly, as opposed to what it was when I felt really trustworthy of that process that took place when Heath was hired and Bill.
Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer said she reached out to the person who ran Juneau's most recent manager recruitment, former HR director Mila Cosgrove.
She did note that one of the very important things to do is to set your criteria or your characteristics deemed critical to evaluate and your questions before the job really even closes.
Last year's hiring process for manager and police chief included surveys of residents, in-person public interviews, and community meet and greets with the finalists. Friednauer said Cosgrove noted that Juneau's assembly held all interviews behind closed doors. The personnel committee meets Saturday at 1 p.m. at the library to discuss the manager recruitment process further. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.